উঠরে প্রিয়ে আত্মন জাগোহে প্রিয়ে আত্মন ফরিশতো কে সঙ্গ সঙ্গ বাবা হে পধারে ফরিশতো কে সঙ্গ সঙ্গ বাবা হে পধারে প্রীতম সে কর মিলন জাগো আত্মন উঠো আত্মন আই রে প্রভা।
ওম শান্তি। অমৃত বেলা, টুডেস টপিক স্পেশাল টাইম ফর গেটিং দ্য ফেভারিট ফ্রুট, বেস্ট টাইম ফর গেটিং গড সাস্টেনেন্স। অমৃত বেলা ইজ দ্য স্পেশাল টাইম অফ রিসিভিং সাস্টেনেন্স ফ্রম গড। অমৃত বেলা ইজ দ্য স্পেশাল টাইম ফর মিটিং উইথ গড। It's a time for having a spiritual conversation. Amrit Vela is the time for easily attaining blessings from the treasure of blessings of the innocent Lord. The memorial of attaining whatever fruit you desire from the innocent Lord comes from this time, Amrit Vela. It's a time for attaining treasures from open treasures without making effort. You know this beautiful time from your experience, do you not? Only those who are experienced would know of this elevated happiness and elevated attainments. So Bab Dada is pleased to see all the spiritual roses, Ruhani Gulab. Bab Dada also says, Wah, my spiritual roses. You sing the song, Wah, Wah. And so Bab Dada also sings the same song. Do you understand? So five things to do at Amrit Vela. First, meeting God. So Amrit Vela is the time to meet God, to have this divine meeting. The deepest thrust of the soul is for union. The deepest thrust of the soul is for love. But this thirst remains unfulfilled. Because how to fulfill this thirst of soul? The soul doesn't know. This thirst is fulfilled only when the soul gets the experience of meeting Supreme Soul. So this meeting, this divine meeting, takes place at Amrit Vela. So Amrit Vela is a time to experience this divine meeting with God. And when we meet somebody, for example, A meets B, after the meeting, A would be different. There would be some exchanges, some sharing, some transmission of vibrations between two persons. So he cannot remain the same after the meeting. In the similar manner, when at Amrit Vela we sit in front of Baba, it's as if a meeting with the Supreme Soul. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said at one point of time, just as Baba is son of knowledge, you are also master son of knowledge. So he is what he is, we become that. He is the ocean of purity. So when we meet the ocean of purity, the unadulterated rays of purity penetrate the soul, and soul cannot remain the same. He is the ocean of positive energy. He is the ocean of pure energy. So his pure energy will interpenetrate the soul, and soul cannot remain the same. It's unprecedented energy would enter into the domain of soul. So Amritvela is the time to experience meeting. If we are getting up and we don't have any experience of meeting, then probably there is something wrong. We should feel as if we are meeting somebody. In the recent Sakar Murlis, Baba said, God is guest of honor. He is guest of honor. When some guest comes, what preparations and everything is done to respect that person. So how much respect you should give to the one who is coming from such a long distance. Even if you have to go 6 hours walking, yesterday's Murli. So meet him. This is Amritvela, is the time to meet him. How much eager one should be to meet God. We are meeting him after such a long time. We have no experience of God from last 2500 years. We have been meeting gurus. We have been meeting spiritual leaders. We have been meeting men, saints, great persons, human beings. We have been worshipping elements. We have been visiting fairs, melas, but no experience of meeting God. This is the time to meet him. This is the time to experience this divine meeting. This is the time to have this divine tryst with God. This is the time to be with him, to experience his love, his presence, his canopy, his support. Tryst with God. Second, Amritvela is the time to have conversation, spiritual talk, heart-to-heart talk, Ruhriyan, with God. We have been talking with deities in Golden Age, in Silver Age. We have been talking with human beings since Copper Age. Now we have been talking with animals, with five elements in the path of devotion. But now is the time to talk with God. How much excited one should be to talk with him. When he is ready to listen, understand your every emotion, open in front of him your heart. In Bible, there is one song where it is said, where David says, I wake up in the morning every day, and I found that God was on my couch. So wake up every morning and find that God is sitting. Have talk with him. Share with him. What you will share with him? What you will share with him? First, your thoughts, your emotions, your deep-rooted desires, your aim, your weaknesses, your problems, difficulties, obstacles, your present state of the mind. This is what I am at present, your present effort, Purusharth. Share with him your life story. Share with him your secrets. This is the time. Amrit Vela is the time to talk with him, to converse with him. And that should not be a unilateral talk. And it will never be. Because Baba participates in each and every one of our conversation. So Amrit Vela is a time to have chit chat. Amrit Vela is a time to have conversation. Amrit Vela is a time to have close, secret, private talks with God, where you can share with him everything. And sharing is caring. Sharing will reduce the burden. Sometimes there is a friend who doesn't offer any solution, but he just listens. Mere listening unburdens the mind. The mind is a gun, loaded gun. Unload it at Amrit Vela. What you have to do? Unload it at Amrit Vela. So second thing to do at Amrit Vela is to have candid, free, frank talk with him. Share with him your every thought, your every desire, every emotion, every sanskar, every imagination, every visualization, every fantasy. The third thing to do at Amrit Vela is, at Amrit Vela, Baba said, take Vardhan, take blessings from him. So this is the best thing to do. To go in front of him, stand and feel as if he is blessing you. His hand of blessing is upon me. The rain of benediction, the rain of blessings are upon me. Whatever blessing, and you can create your own blessing. Suppose somebody is having a particular weakness, one can create a blessing out of that and experience that Baba is blessing me. He is giving me tilak. Tilak of victory over vices. Tilak of success in service. Tilak of being obstacle free. Vigna Vinashak, destroyer of obstacle. Tilak of complete, undivided purity. Complete purity. So you take blessings at Amrit Vela. That is the third thing. The fourth thing to do at Amrit Vela is, at Amrit Vela you get Mano Vanchit Phal. Desired fruit. Whatever you desire, whatever you wish, you will get at Amrit Vela. Day before yesterday, there was a Sakar Murli where Baba said, if you become mine, I will fulfill each one of your desire. If you become mine, I will fulfill every single desire of your heart. But becoming his means complete surrender. So desired fruit you get from him. And the last thing, what was the last? All treasures. He is Lord of, innocent Lord, Bhole Bhandari. You get from him whatever you desire, whatever your heart wants, whatever you seek. So all treasures, he is the ocean of treasures. All treasures are in front of you, him. So go and take those treasures. What are the treasures of Brahmin life? Yeah. What are the treasures? Arvind bhai? Knowledge? Powers? Virtues? Purity? Happiness? Thought? Time? Elevated actions and blessings. Navanidhi, these are the 9 treasures of Brahmin life. You can add many more, but these are the main treasures. There is one exercise. It is known as sun gazing. Sun gazing, which is to be done in the morning hours and evening, 1 hour. During that time, 1 hour before sunrise and 1 hour before sunset, they tell sun gazing. Have you heard of this? Sun gazing? Look at the sun. They say start just with 5 seconds, not more than that. Only 5 seconds. Gradually increase the practice. First day 5 seconds, then 10 seconds, and then go up to 45 minutes. And maybe you require 2 years to become master in that. So what they do in that? They look at the sun just for 10 seconds and they take all the energy from the sun. Now God also, Baba is also a sun. Look at him at Amrit Vela. Keep on looking at him at that point of light without blinking the eyes. Keep on seeing him continuously. Tratak Yoga. In Patanjali's Raj Yoga, they teach staring at one point. So here also, keep staring at that point of light. And then take from him complete purity, all the happiness, rays of happiness are coming upon me. Rays of purity are coming upon me. Rays of blessings are coming upon me. Rays of knowledge, rays of virtues, rays of powers. Just as by that sun gazing, even for 5 seconds, early morning hours, fills the soul with divine energy. In the similar manner, in fact, that's an element. This is something which is even higher. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, all elements have become tamopradhan. You have to purify soul as well as body. That is in essence point number 1 in today's Sakar Murli. You have to purify not just souls, but your body also. So body purification occurs by that sun gazing. And soul purification happens by the spiritual sun gazing. So look at him without blinking. Try with 5 minutes first of all, 5 seconds. Eyes might pain to start with, but gradually you will get accustomed. And that yoga is a very powerful yoga where you keep on staring. For some time, don't look at Brahma and his eyes. Look only at the point of light, Shiva Baba, and feel all the treasures are coming to me. He is the ocean of purity, all purity is coming upon me. He is the ocean of love, all love is coming upon me. So these are the 5 things. First, meet him. Second, talk with him. Third, take Vardhan. Fourth, desired fruit. Fourth, fifth, all treasures. So Amrit Vela is the special time for meeting with God. It's a time for having a spiritual conversation. Amrit Vela is the time for easily attaining blessings from the treasure of blessings of the innocent Lord. The memorial of attaining whatever fruit you desire from the innocent Lord comes from this time, Amrit Vela. It's a time for attaining treasures from open treasure without making effort. You know this beautiful time from your experience, do you not? Only those who have experienced would know of this elevated happiness and elevated attainments. So Bab Dada is pleased to see all the spiritual roses. Who are we? Spiritual roses. Ruhani? Gulab. What are the specialities of roses? There are 21 specialities of roses that we had discussed in some other class. Bab Dada also says, Wah, my spiritual roses. And you sing the song, Wah, Wah. And so Bab Dada also sings the song. I'll just narrate the specialities of a roses. First, it's attractive, it's beautiful, it's colorful, it's used in devotion, it's used in decoration, it suggests emotions, fragrance, it grows tall. Hips, rose hips, they are very useful. It is known everywhere, long life, loved by all, more than 100 species, it is oldest, it is perennial, and then rose leaves, rose oil, rose water, rose syrups, rose jams. Then sales are very high. It is a subject of art. Many songs are devoted to rose. Thorns are there and Valentine. 21 specialities of roses. Om Shanti.